from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I just keep getting the amount of people telling me they also think breaking is stupid. And the amount of people saying, have you talked about this on the show yet? Because this looks ridiculous, continues to come in. It really is. And this is my mom. This is my lifeblood. People talking smack about it. It's totally great as a dance form. As an Olympic sport, it's ridiculous. Have you heard about this? Have you heard about this?
No. So I still haven't seen it.
Well,
I'm going to look it up now.
I'm sure you will. Now, that
I really
being said,
don't care that much about this, but you've brought it up now how many times?
I believe this is the second time in the show that I've brought it up.
Second time. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's Olympic sport.
What do we think about this sport? In quotations.
I think this is weird.
I mean, sport or not. I mean, I think obviously the
I mean, they're talented. They got some talent.
Yeah, but how long are you sitting watching that? Is anybody actually sitting and watching that?
I
for
just
like
watched
20, 30
2
minutes?
Seconds.
Dude, the amount of people that have told me, sorry, no, I'm not. No, the amount of people who are live tweeting breaking the way you and I would live tweet a Browns game or a Guardians game. I almost can't be on Twitter right now.
By the way, I just got this note. I know we were going to talk about this probably yesterday when it came down, but it was probably too late in the show. Jim Harbaugh is going to serve as the honorary captain for Game 1 for Michigan. I'm sorry. I just got the notification on my phone. I'm laughing because I'm like, the NCAA just handed these sanctions down, and Michigan's basically putting the
finger up. It's just a total FU to the NCAA.
Here's the thing. Like, think about how stupid the NCAA has to look for me, a born and bred Ohio State fan, to be like, that's well done. That's well done. Well done, Michigan. But his answer the other day, actually, Matt, can you go looking for that, the Jim Harbaugh answer when he was asked about pending kind of difficulties with the NCAA and the way that the NCAA clearly still has a tough spot. So this was before the one-year suspension and multi-year show clause was delivered to Jim Harbaugh. But everybody was getting ready for it, and Jim Harbaugh answered in only the way Jim Harbaugh can.
The stopping the engagement with commenting, but my only continued hope is one day college athletics will be about what's best for the young men and the young women who participate in them.
Dude, that is double deuces. That is double deuces to be like, clearly. So again, he doesn't have to mention the NCAA, but the fact that he's like, they clearly don't have the best interest of the. And here's the thing. He's right. That's the most annoying thing about it.
It's really been a joke what the NCAA has been and what they have become, I guess.
So when you were out, we asked the question. We put a poll out there for people. What is...
Poll? What is that?
That would be a show poll.
You guys do those
on
here?
Social media. Okay. We are the show of polls. And we asked, what's worse, the NCAA or your HOA? 50-50. Split right down the middle, the final voting there. Now you got to weigh in. NCAA, your HOA.
My HOA. They're nice. How much?
No fireworks, yeah.
Yeah, too much. Our HOA is kind of weak. It's not that hardcore.
Okay.
It's just like, it's like $150 a year.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very...
No, it's the more about the restrictions.
Yeah. Yeah, but no one's really jamming us up about anything in my neighborhood.
Except for that one guy.
I mean, do I want to build a structure in my backyard? I haven't come across that yet, guys. But if I do, I'll ask the HOA, and they'll probably say no. Then I'll have a better answer for you.
It seems like you're almost getting defensive of your HOA right now.
No, I just don't have an issue. It's not like they're coming over every day and saying your shrubs are too long.
Sounds like you're on the board.
Yeah. So are you the HOA?
No, I'm not.
That's what I'd say if I was the HOA.
Hey,
you don't want the blowback? I get it.
The HOA.
Good thing you're not on Facebook.
That may have been who shut down our fireworks.
See?
But it wasn't an HOA issue.
Change your answer yet?
Why are you protecting him? Put his name and address right down there. No, do not.
I don't know. I'm just going to keep it right there.
We all agree what's happening in Michigan's actually ridiculous, right?
Of course it's ridiculous.
Like, well, okay. I actually tweeted this out. The funniest thing about the show clause and the suspension, that too. The show cause and the suspension.
I let it go the first time. Second time I had to correct it.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, son.
Putting the HO and HOA right there. So.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing about the show cause is.
You almost did it again.
No, I was actually just being facetious there. Right. However,
couldn't tell.
The thing about it is, I don't know the NCAA is going to be able to enforce that in 4 years if Jim Harbaugh decides to come back to football. Like, he's not coming back 3 years from now. But
we don't even know if the NCAA is going to be intact in 4 years.
That's the beauty of it.
Right? Actually, you're going to put on these restrictions on a guy who, by the way, is probably never going to coach a down of college football again.
So, with that being said, the funniest thing possible. Harbaugh, let's say 7-8 years in L.A., wins a Super Bowl. So he has that, won a national championship in Michigan, now wins a Super Bowl in L.A., getting ready to walk off into the great beyond. NCAA collapses, and Jim decides to coach somewhere for 3 years just so he could say that he coached after the collapse of the NCAA. Meaning, like, he's like, yeah, I was going to walk off into the retirement and just going to enjoy my remaining years, and then I saw the NCAA collapse, so I'm coming back to Michigan for 4 years. Simply to dance on their grave.
To me, I think it's hilarious, though, that, you know, Harbaugh has just skated all this stuff. He just continues to just throw it in their face and in a way that is unintentionally funny. Nick, and this guy, look, there's a bunch of Ohio State fans out there. I get it. You hate Harbaugh, the devil wears khakis, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But dude's hilarious. I think he's great for sports.
I think he is too.
I don't like losing to him.
Do not. No. Because then he's weird in a way that really is just infuriating.
But I'll say this much. Had he continued to lose to Ohio State, he's just knocked down a peg with all the... Like, no one cares about him.
Yep.
If those three wins... And obviously the Natty, that helps too. Don't happen. And people are just saying this guy was a one-hit wonder.
A goofball, yeah.
There you go.
He wasn't really that good at Stanford. And, well, it was just a four-year run in San Francisco. Yeah, no, that's very prescient that you would say that. I just look at it like every time there's a report out, notice of allegations. Sharon Moore in the crosshairs of the NCAA. I'm like, where have I heard this before? Did I not hear this all last year? And there is, they could be hit with the severe penalties, a postseason ban, all this kind of stuff. And then it never happened. And then it was quiet for 8 months. And now that we're back to football, you know what this is? See, NCAA, they're using this to prop themselves up to act relevant. That's all this is. If they were going to hammer Michigan, if they had the goods, if they had the power, they would have hammered Michigan a year ago. But football's back, which means leaking stuff about this pending investigation allows you to present this front of determination and strength. You just look like a bunch of idiots. Stop myself. Reverse course. We got there.
Jackasses? No, clowns?
I think they're using this case to keep themselves in the public eye and try and continue to present this front of look how serious and look how mean and lean we are. I would be pretty shocked if Sharon Moore got any sort of, like, Ohio State fans, oh, they could be looking for a new head coach. Nah, you're just a bit of a soft Ohio State fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.